This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I've never met our next guest. We've spoken a few times. Mike Jannetty of SpotTrack.
I met Mike one time, I think, at Kevin Sylvester's house. I went to tape a podcast with Kevin and Kevin Snow about youth hockey, and I think Mike was coming in there to do something afterward with Kevin or someone else. Does that sound right, Mike?
You got it. That's a pretty good memory right there.
On Twitter, on SpotTrack, anyway, it's yeah. Michael. And I go back and forth, and I don't even decide in advance when I meet somebody. It's just I'd like to analyze what is the situation where I introduce myself as Mike and then other times Michael. I don't really know. It just happens. So you're Michael on here. Do your friends call you Michael more often or Mike?
Absolutely not. No, that's for my mother only. I'm Michael to her. I'm Mike to everybody else.
Okay.
That's just how it is. And I'm with you. It's a battle. It's a constant battle. But look, nothing's worse than the name SpotTrack, right? I'm constantly trying to fight that battle. So I'll take Mike or Michael any day.
Well, we won't even get into middle names here because I wouldn't want you to think I was mad.
What is the problem with the name? Do people think it's SportHack or something because it's sports analysis?
Dozens and dozens of tries, attempts.
Yeah.
I don't even correct people anymore. Anybody who wants to get close is good with me. Let's do it.
Okay. SportTrack, I bet you might get the most.
Right, that's what I said. Yeah.
Well, Michael, we've got a few questions. I just said Michael. I'm looking at it. Mike, we've got a few questions. Let's start with James Cook, who we've been talking about today. He had a social media thing about $15 million a year, which I think sounds pretty nuts, but maybe he's sort of going to dig in here. The running back market last year with veterans not only getting good money in free agency, but in several cases really working out for the teams that made those moves. How do you see where we should be headed or could be headed with the Bills and Cook?
It's a fascinating one because, 18 months ago, this was an absolute no. And I think 31 teams would agree with me on that point. So what happened last offseason is, it's wrong to say it's a fluke, but you certainly had three of the bigger names at the position, at their prime, hitting a point where they could sort of max out financially speaking, and all of them, to some degree, went out there and produced at a high level. So it's a really nice time for somebody like James Cook to be sitting there saying it's my turn, especially when he's kind of the only one, right? Jamar Gibbs is a year away, Bijan Robinson is a year away, so he's kind of the only fish in this island right now. And that's probably why the numbers sound like they do. Mathematically, I can tell you right now, he's around 10-11, which probably sounds a little bit fair to anybody who kind of follows this stuff on a regular basis. But it is the right time to have this conversation. He's the right age. He's certainly coming off the right year production-wise and what his value is to this roster. But to say he's going to go up there into the Saquon Barkley world financially, is probably a little bit far-fetched, but he's in that conversation for sure.
How good of an idea is even paying him? I'm looking at his page right now on your website, spottrack.com, by the way, folks. 4 years, $40.8 million, so average $10.2 million. How good an idea is that even? Because that could even sound pretty rich. Like you can even tell by the sound of my voice. Like, I like Cook, and as the year went on, I got more and more open to the idea of extending him, but $10 million, I'm like, good God, what are we doing here?
Well, there's a lot of reasons to say yes to it right now. One, I've mentioned the age. He's 25 and a half, not even really, 25 and a half years old. If you're going to pay a running back, and a lot of people say never do it, right? And this conversation would be moot to them. But if you're going to do it, now's the time, 25, 26, 27, because realistically, even Saquon Barkley only got 2 years guaranteed on his contract, right? So that's what we're talking about here. So there's 1 year left. You tack on three or four more, but only two of those total out of that four or five combined has the guarantees that we're talking about here. So that's reason one. Reason two is he got himself a $4 million raise already because of the proven performance bonus that's built into these rookie contracts if you make a Pro Bowl or you play a certain amount of time over your four-year run here. So he's already gotten himself a nice raise to the point of where an extension would actually probably lower this cap hit for Buffalo in 2025, which is not for nothing when you're sitting here minus 12 overall right now in terms of what we're looking at. So there's a lot of reasons to say yes. There's a lot more reasons to say no. But I think Buffalo's probably sitting here saying he's probably one of our top two or three extension candidates right now heading toward March.
Maybe it's right to do Rousseau next then, someone else kind of in this camp. We talk about Myles Garrett a lot. And where would that leave things with Rousseau? Maybe a $20 million-ish idea, and would you even need him? Would you want him if the Bills were to execute a trade like that? What's the right strategy on him in your mind?
Yeah, he's peaking at the right time as well, although, you know, you can say maybe that plateaued a little bit in 2024. He's expensive. You know, he's fully guaranteed at 13.5 or so on that fifth-year option. But he's also young. It seems like there's a little bit more juice left to squeeze out of this guy. He seems to fit in this offense or defense most of the times here. But you're right. We've got names, right? We've got Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, Myles Garrett, just to name a few. We've got Khalil Mack in free agency and six or seven really nice players in the draft that are all competing for kind of these one or two spots that Buffalo needs to upgrade here over the next couple of months. The problem is this. He's young enough, 24 and a half or 24 and change right now, to where teams are going to value him higher than maybe somebody else would in a room. He's $25 million on the books right now. That's a lot. It's a lot. But when I tell you Myles Garrett's 40 and Max Crosby's $40 million a year, and you'd have to give up multiple, you know, significant top 100 draft picks just to get those people in the door, signing Rousseau makes a lot more sense. Here's the only pushback I'd have. Greg Rousseau could very much be part of this trade piece. You know, I think a cheaper, younger player that maybe hasn't hit his ceiling yet is attractive to certain teams, and maybe those teams are a tier two below where Buffalo is, who are kind of going all in to get to the Super Bowl over the next 24 months.
Yeah, that is my – I've been saying it ever since the Garrett thing, you know, got legs last week when he demanded the trade before the Super Bowl. Rousseau, if the Browns like that idea and he can replace one of the premium assets you'd have to pay to get a player like that into the boat, I'm you know, I think I can find a way. I'm sure the Bills could find a way, you can tell me if they can't, to pay Garrett $35 million as opposed to paying Rousseau $25 million. Mm-hmm. Like that, you know, from Cleveland's perspective, why do they do it? Because they got a gun to their head. That's why they do it. So they get a good player and they pay him and they can say, this guy's good. You know, no, he's not Defensive Player of the Year, but he's good. And, you know, they solve their headache with Garrett. And I, you know, the Bills come out to me, that's $10 million bucks in assets I would gladly spend.
I think that's right, you know, and we're at the point right now with this organization where giving up a draft and a half to get a player like that to be the closer, right, the one player that comes in to get you over the finish line, not unlike what Saquon Barkley was in free agency for the Eagles last year, that's what these teams are looking for, those one or two defining players that take you to the next level, and certainly he's one of them, but it's a boatload. It's a truckload of picks. It's a truckload of money. I'm not sure there's a lot of GMs or front offices right now that would actually pull that trigger. But, you know, we've seen them do this with Von Miller one time in free agency. We've seen one big swing. Why can't there be one more, I guess?
Mike Jannetty of SpotTrack, our guest here on WGR. What about wide receiver in this free agent period coming up? Every name I see looks like, you know, somebody that's probably done, just about done. Not all of them will be. I do like Godwin at the top, but he's coming off another injury, and I'm not counting T. Higgins. Joe Goodberry on the Bengals, he's not going. They're going to franchise him. So maybe I just want to disqualify him. Everybody else, Diggs, Hopkins, Amari Cooper, even. What's your feeling on just like what the wide receiver market will be like?
Right, Brandon Cooks, Keenan Allen, right? These names, even Hollywood Brown, who I think Buffalo has been early on linked to here a little bit because of the sort of patchwork play he can be. Everybody's got baggage. Everybody's got red flags. And the problem is, because you laid it out properly there, it's already a bad market, or at least not a deep market, and it's not a great draft either, which means that some of these names that have red flags are still going to cost a ton of money because it's supply and demand, right? So Chris Godwin, I think he's one of my favorite players offensive-wise in this entire free agency because of what he's been able to do consistently. But even with that second big injury, I think he's a $20 million player this year. You know, Amari Cooper, we saw what happened, him kind of fizzling down the stretch here, still a $15 million player heading towards 31 years old. So supply demand's a problem. I think the Bills probably have to think a little bit simpler, not unlike they did last year, you know, certainly getting more out of a player like Mac Hollins than a lot of people thought they could. But I anticipate there'll be somebody in the middle here, right? Somebody at the 7-8 incentive-laden mark that comes in and swings. Maybe that's a Darius Slayton. Maybe that is a Marquise Hollywood Brown, somebody like that. But it seems like the big, big fish at the top, who aren't that big to start with, are going to be way too expensive for a team like Buffalo looking to patchwork some things here.
Man, Mike, Slayton is a good pull. I was looking at this list a couple of times, and the name I came up with, and I couldn't find anybody I really liked as a fit, but I thought of DJ Chark. I'm not sure if he's got anything left either. He's been hurt. But Slayton is a player I've kind of always liked. But for one reason or another, Daniel Jones, neighbors coming in, like it never really took off. But he's had some good games.
No question. And I think they were sort of looking for Curtis Samuel to be a similar type player. And obviously the injuries have just, you know, hampered his career the whole way through. I'll throw a trade name out there as well that I've been eyeing for a while here just because I'm not sure where this franchise is headed. But Jacoby Myers feels like he's going to fall off this Raiders roster. That's a name that has pedigree, playoff experience, a lot to him. And he's had a bad run of offenses and quarterbacks around him. So maybe he's a quick upgrade player as well.
I like that idea. He had a nice season.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because whether it's at the very high end of the receiver market, like guys that could be available in trade are a whole other piece of this, right? I think we've learned over the last few years, even though last year was very quiet. In this department anyway.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Despite all the talk about Brandon Ayuk and others, it didn't turn out to be a year where Tyreek Hill and Devontae Adams and A.J. Brown, other guys got moved like that a few years ago. Is there that market out there to varying degrees? You mentioned Myers as one. That's not at the high end of it. We've gotten calls about DK Metcalf at times. I'm not sure that the Bills can be in that top end marketplace, but does it exist?
Metcalf might be my favorite one. He's going to need a contract, though. But he is that X-factor type player, and maybe he's the player that comes in and teaches Keon Coleman how to be Keon Coleman too, right? So there's a bit of that there. You know, the Deebo Samuels, the Cooper Kupps, they're on the trade block for a big reason, and that's injuries, age, and just a bit of decline here as they head towards the twilight years. But, you know, we've seen players like that latch on with really good teams and really great quarterbacks and find an extra gear here. So I'm not going to say the Buffalo's out on players like that, but they're probably thinking a little bit younger and fresher, no question, just based on how they've handled their off seasons the past couple of marches here. But DK Metcalf is a big swing. A lot of production, you know, some off-field stuff, some of that going on. He's kind of expensive for a one-year trade if you're not going to extend him. But that's still a name that's going to be out there because that Seattle team is in a bit of a flux, right? With Tyler Lockett probably falling off the roster, I think they're going to extend Geno Smith and make things even harder for themselves. So they're probably going to look to save a little bit here and there, and that might be one of the ways they do it.
Harder for themselves monetarily, you mean?
Like, yeah.
Cap? Yeah, okay.
It seems like extending him is the better result because of the lack of availability elsewhere. You know, it doesn't make sense for them to be an Aaron Rodgers or a Kirk Cousins team.
Right.
So just one or two more years of Geno Smith is plenty to sort of contend right now and for what they want to be, you know, slightly above 500. But they probably trim a defensive player and an offensive player to go with that.
You already mentioned these guys are on the market for a reason. But, I mean, they both, Kupp and Samuel, are two of the names you mentioned there, have had incredible highlights in their careers. I mean, Kupp's a Super Bowl MVP. Samuel has been one of my favorite guys in the league to watch, period. Is there any, do you think that's just a horrible idea, almost at any price, counting on them? Or do you think that there's a space in there where, like, if the price is right, both to acquire and then, you know, have on your books, that makes sense?
I'll say it this way. Generally speaking, when names are floated in early February, it's more likely that they end up getting released in some degree. It's more likely that the teams that are actually interested already know that that their respective teams have made a decision on these players, and they just want to wait it out and get these players at least at market value at cost. Cooper Kupp has guaranteed money attached to his contract, whereas Deebo doesn't. But that will help, right? If Cooper Kupp's being paid by the Rams to some degree, I think it's a $5 million guarantee, that will help suppress what he costs on the open market. That's where teams like Buffalo come in swinging and say, look, we don't have to lowball you because you're already making some money from the Rams, and we've got a nice spot for you here right now. So there is an opportunity there if they end up getting outright released, which I think there's a very, very good chance of.
Mike Jannetty from SpotTrack, our guest. I do Matthew Collar's Purple Insider podcast every Wednesday through the season. It is Wednesday. We talked this morning, and we're always talking about what they have to decide at quarterback. And he's like, I don't know what they're going to do. What we don't know is McCarthy's health, like what their forecast for his status to be. I just feel they should just do that, assuming he's well enough. I mean, it'll be a year since his injury by, you know, training camp. And so if I'm right, Mike, what's the best prediction on Darnold? Is it to tag him and then trade him? I mean, if they don't want to have them both there, which I think they shouldn't, then Darnold can maybe do well financially, but play for somebody else.
It's must-see TV, must-see everything, really. It's one of those situations we just don't get very often where a team has too many quarterbacks to deal with and they don't know exactly how to process it all because we don't get this very much. So, yeah, the tag and trade is fascinating, but I'm not sure there's two or three teams that would generate enough interest to really make that worth their time. Not that they have a cap situation or that they need to be uberly aggressive about it, You know, if they let him walk, are they getting the third-round comp pick? Yes. Is that enough? Probably not. But is it enough for them just to be able to kind of wipe their hands clean of this and start fresh in the J.J. McCarthy era on March 12th immediately? I think that's probably where we end up. He just walks. And by the way, he walks, and there's a keep-us-posted kind of thing, right? If nobody's giving you the four-year contract that I think he deserves, and it ends up being like a 1 or 2 year deal, come back and talk to us, because we'd be interested in something like that if it's kind of like a holdover to kind of redshirt J.J. McCarthy for 1 year. But if not, and you know the Raiders or Tennessee blow him away with 4 for $160 or something higher, I think Minnesota's just going to have to grin and bear it, make it easy on themselves rather than have the franchise tag hang over them for, you know, better part of a month maybe.
You mentioned the Raiders and Tennessee there. Is there a spot for Aaron Rodgers, you think?
I think he's last on the list right now, and I can't believe I'm saying that, but I don't know that there is. You know, we can have some fun with it and say he can go out there and compete with Brock Purdy for a year, just because I know there's relationships that exist there, and maybe that's the way they try to suppress Brock Purdy financially for a year. Outside of that, I'm not sure that there is. I really don't. I don't know that he'd pick a Tennessee team that might be worse offensively than what he just dealt with the Jets. You know, the Giants appear to be swinging a little bit bigger based on some early reports. So he's probably last of 6 or 7 quarterbacks, you know, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. You know, Pittsburgh's an option, but I don't know why Pittsburgh wouldn't just go back to one of the wells they just had, knowing that those guys at least understand the offense a little bit.
Before we wrap up with you, I want to circle back to Garrett a bit here, or Crosby, too, for that matter. We didn't really talk much about Crosby. The mechanics of that trade from Cleveland's standpoint, from Buffalo's standpoint, I've read some reference to the Bills have to have the room on their cap in order to make the trade to begin with, but is there a way that they can, obviously you need Cleveland and Garrett's cooperation, redo the deal before the trade, so a sign-and-trade type of deal. How can mechanically the Bills, without opening up $20 million in cap space to make the trade?
Yeah, if there's an extension on the books, they can kind of do things simultaneously, right? They take on the cap hit at 19 and change or so, and then from there they'd have to bring in a situation where they'd be extending him to lower everything and make things work from a compliance standpoint by 4 p.m. Eastern that day. So it's nothing that Cleveland would do. They're at a minimum situation. I don't believe they'd need to eat any money there. They've taken on $36 million of dead cap as it is, and he's easily the prize trade target out there this offseason. So Cleveland's going to do nothing. They're going to sit there and take the best offer most likely and do nothing else. But Buffalo would absolutely need to have a contract on the books, agreed to, wink-wink negotiation, so that these things can happen simultaneously. And I'd say the same thing with Max Crosby, who's got 2 years left. It's a little bit more of an aggressive situation. He's younger. I think the money's probably exactly the same in terms of what they're looking for, probably a 3-4 year extension. So very similar situations, probably pretty close in trade assets. Huge swing for a team like Buffalo that I think it would be a surprise, even though they've been linked directly to it already.
Yeah. Mike, I'm always so impressed with your knowledge. Can you do this on all sports? If I asked you about Clayton Kershaw, could you give me a 90-second answer or a 60-second answer on any baseball team or anything like this? I mean, your sport covers it all, or your website, rather, covers it all.
Yeah, I'm getting there. basketball's probably the hardest one for me. Baseball, I'm with you. You can give me anything 1 to 30 on baseball. I'm there. That's actually my number one sport.
All right.
And I'm diving into the live golf world, and you know some of the I'm the WNBA guy over here, and you know all that sort of stuff. But basketball's gotten to a point where it's so darn complicated that we've got one or two people on it specifically, and I kind of fudge my way through some of those conversations. But right. Yeah, for the most part, I'm invested from A to Z, and I'm loving every second of it.
How big is your staff?
It's about 6 of us now. Many of those are contractors. There's a couple of us full-time still, and it's just data-driven nerdiness. It's just
that's what I love.
Picking days to write articles, and for the most part, we're just diving into these numbers, which is why I can rattle these things off more than I can rattle off the birthdays of my family members. You know?
It's so good. When I was a kid, you know, video games got better and better, and I always just I just want the data. I just want Stratomatic and dice and cards. I don't need these graphics. I don't want to play. I mean, I got into Madden eventually, but I didn't want to play the video games where you didn't have everything was kind of made up, like Tecmo. I liked it a little, but it's basically your ability to maneuver the controller better than the other kid is who's going to win the game. No. Give me the spot track. I want the numbers and odds and data and everything like that. So
I liked playing all those games just fine. The thing that was really novel about Super Tecmo when it came out, if not the original Tecmo, and then of course the Madden games and all the other iterations, the stats. Like it kept stats for you. It had not advanced data, not analytics, but being able to get QB12 up to like 4,500 yards passing in a season was pretty damn cool when you were playing that game as a teenager.
True enough. All right, Mike.
I think I told you guys this before, but this site exists basically because I was databasing my baseball cards growing up as a kid. I was nerding out on this stuff, literally databasing, the number of the card, what the set, the year, and then going to flea markets with what I needed and trying to fill in the blanks. That's what I was doing, and that's what I'm still doing now on a bigger level.
Do you have, are you still into that? Do you have that data?
Huge.
You do? Okay, interesting. Huge. That's not for public knowledge, though. Your card site. Mine isn't.
No, that's just for me. I try to keep that quiet so I can't really just say it live on the radio.
I know mine isn't. My card spread. I won't even let Bulldog see it.
No. Even though we share a Steven Strasburg rookie card.
We have one card together. That's right. Mike, thanks a lot for this.
I appreciate it.
Mike Jannetty of SpotTrack here on the Wester Hotline. What should happen with James Cook? Rousseau to the Browns. He was there with that. That is Slava Kozlov to the Sabres for me, is Rousseau to the Browns. Come on, Browns. Maybe. But depends if they like him. Can you sell that? Can the Browns sell that? 803-0550 is the number. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.